At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Knowing is Knowing podcast. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in. Another episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, man. If you listen to this on your favorite audio platforms like a Spotify or an Apple or an iHeart or whatever, man, make sure you subscribe to a rate of 5 stars. Man, I need some ratings. I need y'all to show me some love, seriously, if you want to. Obviously, not trying to sound forceful. But again, truly appreciate y'all being here today, man. And, you know, I want to start this episode by saying I owe you all an apology. This is episode 10, and I feel like the first 9 episodes, you know, it's a building block. When you're starting over doing anything, you know, it's a building block to progressively get better. But it's understanding that I haven't necessarily been my true self on here all the way. I do have a little bit more of a personality, and I think I've been trying to be super serious because everything I'm trying to get out here as far as messaging is super serious. But, you know, I don't want to be like this all the time. You know, I want to show some flair. I want to show a little bit of like who I truly am. And, you know, that's something I will tell you that I will continue to work on. You know, recording behind camera is always fun. It's a little interesting, especially when you're talking by yourself. But I think it's cool to, you know, have these opportunities to spill out and just say things that are important to you and for you to sit and listen to it, man. I do appreciate it. But that's not why you're here. You hear me talk about my own mental thoughts of content creator. You're here to get a message. You're here to listen to something and to get something to start your day, your week, your month, or whatever. And it's here continuing the series. Hey, Black Man, this is episode 3. This episode is going to touch a little bit home for me. It's going to be more personal. I think that anybody can resonate with this, whether, you know, you are a man or a woman, whether you're black or white or wherever you reside from, or regardless of your faith or your beliefs in the world. But I think this has been an episode that I have been struggling to record because it requires a lot of openness and honesty. I am somebody who is very open-minded. I am very opinionated. I am very caring of the world. And I am somebody that likes to challenge thoughts and concepts. And I think that the hardest thing for me to fully accept in my life has always been my faith and what that looks like. You know, I can sit here and tell you that my belief in God and my faith in God has always been so strong, but that isn't necessarily the case. My mom tells me often that I like to take the long road and things, and that, you know, God has a plan for me in life. But there's been many moments in life where I've struggled with the concept of faith. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to talk about just faith and really, you know, dive into what that looks like for me. And obviously, if you resonate with it, feel free to, you know, put in the comments your thoughts. Or if you disagree with what I'm saying, feel free to, you know, engage with me. I think that's great to have those conversations, you know. I am somebody that grew up in a position where, you know, I think if you grew up in most black spaces and most black churches, it's kind of a monolithic ideology on what it means to believe in God and live a Christian way. And I think as I got older, my concepts and thoughts changed, because I think one thing that's very important is for us to understand that one's interpretation isn't the only interpretation. And whether you agree with that concept or not, I just think that that's true. You can read something and I could read something, and we're going to internalize and interpret it in 2 different ways, and that's totally okay, and like, that's totally fine. I think the other part of it is too, is that as you grow and as you get into different spaces of life, your appetite and desire changes of what exactly is your original concept of thought. And I think for me, my faith and journey and my battle with my faith journey began in my 20s. I think I've mentioned before, you know, my undergraduate college experience wasn't necessarily the best. It wasn't the easiest. It definitely was the beginning of my constant seeking of deeper meaning, because like most traditional kids that go to college, I didn't necessarily party all the time, but I hit a hardship with, you know, my first battle with depression, my first battle with anxiety, then also it put me in a position where I was on academic probation. Now, I think I've turned out fine, and I always say that GPA and those things don't define you. But, you know, if you're in your early 20s or in your teenage years listening to this out here, I want you to really pay attention to what I'm about to say. When you hit a hardship that can be life-defining, it makes a lot of things shake. Because you recognize that one decision that you make alters everything. And so for me, I was a sophomore in college. I just transferred to Mizzou. And my first semester, I had a 1.2 GPA. Very proud to say that I did that, because it helped me understand just only my own belief in self, and also just this constant quest of seeking more and to find things to believe above me. It was a very dark time in my life, and I had to learn a lot about myself as far as being resilient. Again, this concept of taking the long road. But it began my quest to seek more and to do more and to understand more. If you are somebody that believes in a singular religion, regardless of what it is, you learn that the very constant framework of understanding these different stories and experiences have been written through the concept of good and bad, hardship. One of my favorite books is personally the Book of Job. But even if you go into other religions, learn about the story of Buddha and a guy that grew up in a relatively sheltered life, and he escaped from his sheltered life to just go out and explore the world and see that the world has a lot of hardships and that everything isn't as peachy as we like to present things as, has made things, it gives things a different perspective. And so when you deal with those hardships, I think that's the biggest time is when you do deal with that struggle with faith and how do you navigate through those things? Because even when I moved here, as I've kind of shared in my previous videos, you know, it was like taking a risk, and I'm like trying to be super motivating and super positive for people. But man, those first three weeks was hard, man. I think the second week in, I was like, I made a mistake. And that has always been my battle when it comes to making decisions and having the belief. As optimistic as I am, I've also recognized that my struggles with faith is relinquishing the need to control the situation and outcome. You know what I mean? I think a lot of males struggle with that in particular, because it is relinquishing something that is higher than you. And, you know, regardless of what you believe, I think that is a man's struggle, is to let go of something or to bow down to something that's above them. Because a lot of us as men, we're driven in our ego. We're driven in our identity of what we want people to see us as. And we want to present the strong, dominant frame and an idea of letting go and surrendering to something that a lot of us don't see with our eyes. It's tough. And I think that that's something that I've learned to appreciate about my journey with faith and my appreciation with learning about how God works, is that, you know, it's not going to be the same way for everybody. And when I come and make these type of videos, these type of moments for clips for people to watch, I want you all to recognize the same thing, that, you know, your journey with finding your faith or finding your relationship with God is going to look totally different. And it's that recognition and self-awareness of knowing that it's not going to always be perfect. And if you're willing to take that step into being a better person, that is ultimately the goal with that. You know, I think when people try to steer this narrative of following this very straight path and how they've gotten to this close relationship, a lot of people, a relationship with faith and with God, they don't necessarily like to express all the hardships or their vices that they struggle with before they got to that point. And I'm not speaking for an entire community of people. I'm speaking for people who present themselves as such. And we do have people in those spaces who like to present themselves in that nature, where this is the way it's always been for them and they've never steered away from it. And if you don't follow the same path as them, then you're steering away from the idea of what it means to love God and to love the world and to follow said religion. And my counter to that will always be, I walk with God as an individual concept. It's an individual idea. It's an individual way of life. And if you really take the time, and I like to say really take the time, including myself, to really dive into the text of different things like the Bible or the Quran or whatever you believe in, you'll learn that as you read it, your interpretation is going to look totally different than somebody else's. And that's totally okay. But you recognize that those people that had those hardships and those labels that are viewed as negative in certain spaces were some of the most, I think, beautiful people, what it means to live in God's image. And that's something that I've had to really just accept as well. It's like, you know, this idea of living in God's image isn't just one way. It looks totally different. You know, people who have had the hardships usually create the biggest and most beautiful stories, because it's seeing the overall arc of knowing how life works and that life can change, and you can change for the better every single day. And I think that's been my love for this journey, is that, you know, it's not perfect every day. I'm not going to change who I am for the sake of somebody else's perception or what they think I should be in this faith walk, because I have seen God work in mysterious ways, and it's taken me a long time to slowly let go, or to fully let go, and to be okay with that. And I'm at a point now where I'm okay with that, because I've experienced enough hardships where I've learned that, yeah, you have to let go. And if you try to control things and go in a way that you think that you should, you're going to probably put yourself in a bigger hole, which I have done significantly in different experiences. But I think it's given me a better appreciation of not only myself, but then also just the journey of forgiveness and the connection with God. And again, or whatever that you believe in, you don't have to believe in anything. This isn't what my message is. It's just more so expressing my message and my journey with faith, because it has been a everlasting quest. Somebody that has a very strong moral compass, I really have struggled with the idea of people seeing me as different as I want them to see me. And I think, you know, I've had conversations with people, and people seem like, oh yeah, man, you're just such a great guy. You've done all these good things. And in a sense, I know, like, my heart is pure for a lot of things, but I've made mistakes, man. Like, I haven't always been this way. I haven't always been this mellow. There's been times I've, you know, turned up on people, and it's been very reactionary, or it's been petty, or whatever. Like, these aren't the way to, it's not the way to live a life, regardless of your faith and your background. I think, you know, the ultimate goal really is to live with a pure heart and to live with the purest intentions. Even as we make mistakes, it's acknowledging what comes with that and just being okay with that. And I think that's the hard part. You know, even speaking behind this concept right now, it's tough, because it is to, you know, spill out what you feel and know that there is an everlasting struggle, but I'm okay admitting that I have a struggle with it sometimes. And I don't let those things define me, because I do know when I need to be right back in alignment with my journey with God, it happens at the right time. It usually happens at the lowest moment, but it happens at the right time to remind me, like, there is somebody there that's helping me get through all this. And knowing that I'm not perfect, I've expressed that in many videos. Like, I'm not perfect. I don't strive to be perfect anymore. I definitely used to have a perfectionist complexion, where I think that if I made mistakes, that the world was over, or if I disappointed people, that they would hate me forever, or, you know, just all these different things that just aren't true. It's like, we're going to hurt people. We're going to disappoint people. We're not going to always be in the right walk within our faith journey, or whatever that looks like in your life. Like, it's never going to be the same way, and that's okay. But it's like understanding those moments and being self-reflective and self-aware and getting right back on that path, because this is what this entire life experience is. It's an entire journey. I'm going to say that a million times over. It's not singular. It's going to change. Life alters, because nothing in our control and outside of our space, we have no impact on it. You know, it just impacts us in some way, and we have to navigate through that and be okay with the results sometimes. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, you can lose a job. You can have a breakup. You know, that has more somebody else's influence versus your own. And even though we have our own influences sometimes with those things, it's just the truth that, you know, there's multiple angles that are being pulled in that. So same with your faith journey. Like, there's going to be multiple things that are going to be pulled that's going to redirect your faith sometimes. And, you know, for people who say their faith is strong, I guarantee you it's probably because they've been through enough where it's solid as a rock. But, you know, they have doubts and stuff like that's okay. You're not perfect again at all. But long story short, you know, just recognize the beauty in your own journey with faith, whatever that looks like. Again, regardless of your background, whatever you believe in, or if you don't believe in anything at all, like, you know, it's just the recognition that we do have to lean onto something greater than us. That is my truth in that. It took me a long time to really accept that, because I, like I said, I've been very big on trying to find things out my own way, especially as I became an adult and, like, stirred away from those values for a while. But we do. There's something guiding us, whatever, again, how you define it. And we have to live with that truth and understanding that nothing in this life we can do alone, and there is something guiding us. We can alter and mess up the guide of where it's supposed to go if we decide to live in our own space of ego and control. So, love you all. Seriously, I pray for your well-being every day. And I just want you to know, if you're watching this right now, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're feeling, that I believe in you. There is something that is above you that is guiding you into the right direction, and everything will work out. Seriously, it will. Doesn't matter how long it takes, it will work out. Continue to live this beautiful life that we have, because it's definitely a gift every day. Please do not try to take it for granted, because when it's over with, we don't know what happens, but it's not this. So embrace it for what it is. Love who you're supposed to love. Be kind to people and pursue whatever it is you want to pursue in this life, because that is the most important thing. And also pursue the right thing, not just for monetary value, because you can't take a U-Haul with a hearse, as I've always been told. So with that being said, I love you all. Seriously, make sure to subscribe to this pod on my YouTube channel, Apple, Spotify, all those good things. And I hope to see you all soon. Until next time, peace.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.